Well, we had a wonderful opening where we mixed Mendelssohn and Vivaldi and a reimagining of Vivaldi. You know, and this week is really special. Conrad Tal is a huge rising star. He was just at the New York Philharmonic, so, you know, his star is rising fast, and we feel really honored that at this point in time in his career, we're able to have him join us and be a part of our concerts. And then he goes off to the big boys over at the New York Philharmonic, which I think is really cool. And then, you know, we're going to be doing some Mahler and Mozart coming up soon and some reimaginings of some Bach in November, and that's going to be really beautiful. We're going to have Janae Bridges come in. She's incredible African-American singer who is just astonishing. Her star is rising too. She's been at the Met lately, and just so lucky that we were able to get her because she's in super high demand. As I get a little older and my career just moves forward, I keep getting pulled back to the classics more and more. I don't know. I love new music and I love supporting composers, and I'm a 20th century person. But as I grow and I get older, I keep finding myself going more and more back to the classics. And I'm just so thrilled we're going to do Mozart's Final Symphony, which is his biggest. You know, the Happy Holiday Pops will be back in December. We'll be doing all our wonderful Nutcracker things and education shows and kinder concerts. In January, we're going to have Orion Weiss come out. He's one of the great artists of our day, and he's going to be playing the very famous Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1, which is something that hasn't been done here in a long time. So I think it's going to be really great for our audience to hear that work. And since it will be wintertime, we decided to add Sibelius's Fifth Symphony, which is a very barren, stark, dry work, but also incredibly emotional and just amazingly powerful, and Sibelius really knew how to write for the orchestra. Another exciting thing is we're going to be celebrating an American program in February where we're doing Copland's massive Symphony No. 3, and that symphony also incorporates the Fanfare for the Common Man, which is probably one of the most iconic American works that we have that symbolizes who we are as a people, as a country. It symbolizes the attitude of post-World War II. It symbolizes the openness and the strength and the broadness of what this country is all about. And I think it's a poignant piece to play at this time. It has such a powerful impact to audiences. And then there's also this really cool piece that's very rarely done. It's only come out in the last 5-10 years. And Sarah Chang plays it, Josh Bell plays it, but we're going to be doing Bernstein's West Side Story Suite for solo violin. The rest of the season is going to be a lot of fun because in March, a couple years ago, we had Andy Justice and Patrick Burns. I can't believe I forgot his last name. My goodness. In March, Andy Justice from Studio 4 and here in Fox Studio 4 in Amarillo, and Patrick Burns, who is a member of Amarillo Little Theater as well, owner and operator and visionary behind the Palace Coffee, they're coming back to join us on stage for a really fun program based off the Wild Wild West. And I think that's really cool because it's going to be centered around music that means a little more to this community, means a little more to this era. And it's going to have music of not only movie music of Wild West TV shows, and even some pieces that were written about the area in which we live in this Southwest region of America. So that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to host it, and they're going to do wild things. We're going to have some special guests. There's going to be a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And it's just going to be a really fun time at the symphony, a little more relaxed, casual concert. And then we finish with Beethoven's Monumental Ninth Symphony. I mean, what can I say about that piece? But, you know, when that piece was premiered, people came from all over Europe to see what this crazy guy, this crazy deaf genius of a composer was going to write. And ultimately, he wrote one of the greatest pieces of all of the classical music canon, which includes the famous Ode to Joy, which is one of the most uplifting works of music for all of humanity. We're going to have the Amarillo Master Chorale as well. Also joining us is First Baptist Church Amarillo Sanctuary Choir. Just to make it really big, big impact. It'll be a big, powerful piece. We're just super excited to finish off my sixth season with that program. So, I don't know, I feel like we have one of the most well-rounded, diverse, unique, and interesting programs in all of my time here, and we're just so happy to share it with our community, and our education and outreach initiatives are growing leaps and bounds. Our Class Act series is getting bigger and better. Our symphony kids concerts are really reaching a lot of wonderful children here in the community. Our youth orchestras are firing on all cylinders. We have more and more people coming in and joining. So I feel very proud and honored with where we stand and everything that's going on.